there are new questions about one of Facebook's top executives, Chief Operating Officer Sheryl Sandberg. Several reports now say she had Facebook staffers research the finances of billionaire George Soros after he called for Facebook to be regulated and labeled the social network a menace to society. Several companies are now in the running to take humans back to the moon.
NASA says 9 U.S. companies will compete in a bid to deliver experiments to the moon. The idea is to get them there as quickly as possible. The first flight could be next year, which also happens to be the 50th anniversary of the first manned moon landing.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The space agency will buy the service and then let private industry work out the details on how they plan to get there. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And a San Francisco chef is now the first woman ever in the U.S. to be awarded 3 stars from the Michelin Guide. Dominique Crenn thanked the staff at her restaurant, posting on Instagram, quote, "Congratulations to my amazing team." Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers this afternoon, lower 40s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, we'll have rain likely at low of 35. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy. We'll have rain showers, then rain and snow. We'll see falling temperatures. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with rain and snow showers, low of 32. As we head into Sunday, mostly cloudy, a wintry mix. We'll see highs around 35 degrees. Right now, it's 28. Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Kansas Mid-America Network News on your Friday. I'm Rick Averett. A Kansas man accused of threatening to blow up the White House has notified a federal court that he plans to change his plea. Brandon Koss of Wichita initially pleaded not guilty to making a threat against the president, but a court filing yesterday shows a change of plea hearing is now scheduled for the 14th of December. Koss was accused of calling the White House back in January, saying, "I'm going to blow up the White House." Investigators say Koss initially admitted to calling the White House, but denied making the threat. Kansas Governor-elect Laura Kelly says she will not follow former Governor Sam Brownback's method of selecting appellate court judges. Kelly will need to appoint a new Kansas Court of Appeals judge soon after she takes office in January because Judge Patrick McEnany is retiring. Brownback changed the selection process to allow him to make judicial appointments directly, subject to Senate confirmation. Mid-America Network News.
Every challenge is more easily beat with America's number one selling compact tractor brand. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Kubota's subcompact tractors are easy to drive, gentle on turf, and powery enough to handle the wide range of yard and garden chores. Kubota tractors are made to tackle snow, grass, dirt, heavy hauls, and big lifts. Now you can take home our subcompact tractor with zero money down plus 1.99% financing for up to 84 months. Whether you are looking for something small for the garden or a large tractor for the farm, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons have the perfect fit. Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with a 6-year powertrain warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 60 months and great customer instant rebates. Big or small, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons has it all. See Schmidt & Sons in Mount Hope or Winfield or find us on the web at schmittinc.com. Demo one today, now through December 31st, 2018 at Schmidt & Sons.
A man who authorities say had been drinking heavily for about a week with his wife has pleaded guilty in the death of one of his twin sons. Authorities say 34-year-old Kyle Kempton smothered his 2-month-old son back in August after rolling over onto him while they were in bed at a motel in Wichita. The Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office says Kempton pleaded guilty Wednesday to involuntary manslaughter and 4 misdemeanor counts of child endangerment. One person dead following an accident last night in Cowley County where a vehicle collided with a farm implement. The Kansas Highway Patrol reports a Lincoln driven by 67-year-old Virginia Hostetter of Winfield was northbound on a county road when her vehicle struck the front end of a grain drill which was southbound. Hostetter was pronounced deceased at the scene. The Hutchinson Post reports her passenger, 72-year-old Marvin Hostetter, was transported to the hospital in Winfield. The driver of the farm implement was not injured. Mid-America Network News.
During the holiday season, families gather around to stream Christmas movies, take family selfies, Snapchat kids singing carols, and Instagram their cookie recipes. That's all possible through your Blue Valley Wi-Fi network. Get strong signals and fast internet throughout your home. Sign up for Blue Valley Managed Wi-Fi and hand the hassles to us this holiday season. Get free installation and 3 months free. Find out more at bluevalley.net.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Bomb squads with the Nebraska State Patrol and Scotts Bluff Police have destroyed 17 blasting caps that were found in a Box Butte County home. The Box Butte County Sheriff's Office responded to the rural home after receiving a report that the 17 blasting caps had been found in a shed on the rural property. Testimony in a trial for a former Nebraska inmate's lawsuit against the state over a 2015 prison riot was cut short this week when a judge declared a mistrial after recusing himself. Lancaster County Judge John Colburn recused himself after determining his potential conflict of interest in John Wozinski's case. Wozinski had taken the stand Monday in his civil lawsuit over a riot at the Tecumseh State Correctional Institution, which left two other inmates dead and more than $2 million in damage. Mid-America Network News.
At Starseed, we realize every farmer and rancher has a passion for conservation, which is why we offer conservation seeds. This season, let Starseed assist with your CRP, buffers, waterways, roadside projects, and any wildlife project you have in mind. Starseed works closely with landowners, dealers, and government agencies to ensure the best quality seed for all of your conservation needs. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
Make tracks to the Tulsa Farm Show December 6th through 8th at the River Spirit Expo. View all the latest farm equipment and services from more than 370 exhibitors, along with cattle equipment demos and the Livestock Handling Skills Scholarship Finals. Don't miss daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron and test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Be sure to participate in the live auction to support scholarships for Oklahoma students. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A search warrant at a Seneca residence last Friday led to the arrest of two people on drug charges and child endangerment. Constance Sandifer, age 22, of Seneca, and Lane Ferris, age 23, of Hiawatha, are each charged with possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, aggravated child endangerment, marijuana possession without a tax stamp, and two counts of possession of drug paraphernalia. Bond was set in Nemahal County District Court at $250,000 each. Washington County earned the honor of highest percentage of voter turnout at the November general election in the state of Kansas. Despite no contested local races, which often generate additional interest, the mainly statewide ballot still drew 67.8% of registered Washington County voters, just ahead of Chase County with 67.2%. By contrast, Marshall County showed 60.6%, and the statewide average was 56.4%. That boosted in part by a competitive governor's challenge and congressional House races, among others. Saturday marks a number of Christmas kickoff events, with the Marysville community celebrating the annual Christmas opening. Pony Express Partnership for Children will begin the day serving breakfast with Santa at the Lincoln Center from 8 to 10 a.m. They will take silent auction bids on the Festival of Trees on display as well. Santa arrives downtown at 10:30 with the annual Christmas parade, and he'll then greet youngsters at his house on the Kester Block until 2. Storytime will be featured at the Historic Courthouse in Marysville Saturday at 10 and at the Kester House at 11. Marysville Public Library will have make and take crafts from 10 to 2. A full list of the day's events is online at marysvilleks.org. The live nativity and camel rides, originally planned Saturday, will be held instead December 15th. St. Paul's Episcopal Church, 10th and Alston in Marysville, will celebrate their 130th anniversary with tours and refreshments from 1 to 5 p.m. Saturday. Finally, on Sunday, the Marshall County Community Choir will present their annual cantata, The Promise of a King, at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church, 16th and North Streets. The Evangelical United Church of Christ Bell Choir will also perform, along with the group Borderline. The Cantata Sunday is open to the public at 2 with a free will donation. Washington also celebrates a Christmas opening Saturday. Several retailers hosting open house Saturday morning. The 39th annual Santa's Gifts and Goodies Craft Fair will be at the Washington East Elementary Gym, 8:30 till 3. And the annual Rotary Club-sponsored Festival of Trees will be Saturday evening at the FNB Meeting Room, beginning at 7. Refreshments will be followed by the auction of Christmas items at 9. Proceeds go toward Power Zone After School Program and the Washington County Hospital. Nemahal County Sheriff's Office has been made aware by a landowner that has 3 cow and calf pairs on his property, not belonging to him. If you're missing cows and calves such as these, please contact the Nemahal County Sheriff's Office to identify. The City of Washington advises that Sunday there will be an isolated planned power outage beginning at 6 a.m. in order to relocate utilities for the KDOT Bridge project along Highway K-15. Affected customers have been notified. A First Impressions meeting is planned in Axtell on Sunday. The meeting will be held at the community building beginning at 1 o'clock, and the public is encouraged to attend. Beverly J. Stake, age 88, of Burchard, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m., Harmon Wright Mortuary, Beatrice. Services will follow at the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Harmon Wright Mortuary, Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Beverly Stake. Donald E. Markwart, age 83, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, burial of the church cemetery. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Donald Markwart. Deborah K. Imhoff, age 66, of Beloit, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Deborah Imhoff. Clarence Cohorst, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Rosary Tuesday at 10:30, burial of a church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Clarence Cohorst. Fred W. Mann, age 89, of Waterville, passed away November 18th. A gathering of friends and family will be held next Saturday, December 8th. Friends are encouraged to stop by between 1 and 4. A celebration of life will begin at 2 at the Community Center in Waterville on Saturday, December the 8th. Terry Christie, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Fred Mann. Lori D. Coleman, age 52, passed away November 20th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, December 15th at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Waterville, interment at a later date at the Cottage Hill Cemetery. Terry Christie, Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Lori Coleman. Service Saturday, December 15th. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, tuna casserole, a muffin, mixed veggie and applesauce. Monday, green pepper casserole, rice, a muffin, peas and carrots, and peaches. Check of school and community calendar, Marysville Junior High wrestlers at Fort Riley this afternoon. Basketball teams at Sabetha this evening. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
This is Robert McInerney. Since Regina and I established Cornerstone Granite nearly 15 years ago, it's been our goal to provide outstanding customer service and satisfaction and to build lasting relationships with our friends and neighbors. We're proud to call this our home, all while serving our local community. Always feel free to stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com for all your memorial needs. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Well, we have a strong weather pattern, a low pressure system that'll be moving across the central upper parts of the Midwest. As we head through the day tonight and into the weekend, it looks like the main concern is the upper parts of the Midwest, in which we'll see heavy snow with several inches possible. It looks like across that area on the warm side of the system, we're going to see rain showers through today and into tonight. But once that cold front moves through and we're on the northern northwestern edge of this low, we're actually going to see rain and snow showers for tomorrow and snow as we head into the end of the weekend and into the early parts of next week, as well as cooler temperatures. So looking at the forecast, it looks like for today, cloudy skies, rain showers this afternoon, high of 43. Tonight, mostly cloudy, rain likely into the overnight hours in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, rain showers early, then rain and snow with falling temperatures. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with rain and snow showers in the lower 30s. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a wintry mix, high 35. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, late November 47, record high on the state 76 in 1933. The average low 27, the record low is 2 degrees in 1976. Sunset this evening, 5:01, sunrise in the morning at 7:22. 29 degrees in Marysville this morning, winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 30th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
In Big D, the NFC's top offense meets its match. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Dallas Cowboys defense stifled the New Orleans Saints' explosive offense.
Breeze back under pressure. The ball's intercepted. Jordan Lewis at the 22. Jordan Lewis intercepted Drew Breeze and returned the ball to the 17.
The call on 105.3 The Fan. Jordan Lewis's interception allowed the Cowboys to snap the Saints' 10-game winning streak with a 13-10 win. To the NBA, a clash between two of the league's best lives up to the hype north of the border.
Leonard faking, firing a deep two. Good! Kawhi Leonard is 13 of 20.
The call on 95.7 The Game, led by Kawhi Leonard's 37 points. The Toronto Raptors outlasted the Golden State Warriors in overtime, 131-128. The Raptors now own the league's best record at 19-4. This is ABC Sports. The Tampa Bay Lightning continued its hot start.
Hold, drop it, left point, Paquette.
Score! Paquette!
The call on WFLA, Cedric Paquette's game-winning goal allowed the Lightning to skate past the Buffalo Sabres 5-4. The Major League Baseball hot stove is sizzling. Multiple reports say a deal between the New York Mets and Seattle Mariners appears to be imminent. According to ESPN, the proposed deal would send second baseman Robinson Cano and all-star closer Edwin Diaz to the Mets for several top prospects in return. A deal could be finalized later today. Questions continue to circulate following Cleveland Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield's comments about former head coach Hugh Jackson. But he has one coach in his corner, offensive coordinator Freddie Kitchens. Speaking to reporters, Kitchens said Mayfield is entitled to voice his opinion.
I don't think Baker disrespected anybody on what he said. You know, he spoke what he felt. And you know, I don't know. I would say that I don't have a problem with it.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs. In girls action, Marysville took Axtell 49-38. Donova West over Washington County 56-50. Lynn beat Onega 38-24, and Blue Valley took Wetmore 52-32. In boys play, Marysville defeats Axtell 75-33. Washington County over Donova West 52-22. Onega boys trimmed Lynn 34-32, and Blue Valley took Wetmore 91-68. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Sabetha, and our broadcast feature live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Axtell's at Almo-Muncie, Centralia at Nemahal Central. Frankfort hosting Pawnee City, Hanover entertains Bishop Seabury. Valley Heights at Riley County, Washington County at Clifton Clyde. Lynn continues play in the Blue Valley Tournament. Diller Odell is at HTRS, and Southern hosts Palmyra.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, here we are, the very tail end of November, and there are still fields with corn waiting to be harvested across Nebraska's panhandle. Matt Kamla is grain origination and merchandising manager for Frenchman Valley Co-op in Kimball. He says much of the corn still in the fields has been affected by the cool, wet weather Nebraska has had over the last month.
Crops were drying down initially as well as what people had thought, you know, and then once the weather moved in, things got wet again and just couldn't, you know, we couldn't get enough warm weather and nice breezes to dry down as fast. And so we had trouble getting that last bit of moisture out of there so that, you know, crops could be handled.
That part of Nebraska saw a lot of hail last summer as well, which dinged the crops. Even with the weather, Kamla says the Milo and corn yields are faring well so far.
We've heard Milo yields, anywhere from 75 to as much as 120 bushel an acre, you know, depending. And corn yields they're all over the place, but I think the dryland corn yields were, you know, they were probably running, I'd say, 80, 85 bushel all the way up to some cases 130 or 35. And we've even seen extreme cases in southwest Nebraska where some of those numbers have been approaching the 180 bushel mark.
Kamla says they have not seen too much in terms of mycotoxins in that part of the state, but he adds they are seeing some other issues.
We have seen some fungus issues, which smut, we've seen some horrible conditions of smut in some cases, and then we've also seen a lot of cob rot, which in this kind of year, it's, you know, you see it pop up, and surprisingly, it's fairly high, and we've seen damage coming out of those fields with cob rot as high as 5 to 10%.
Still wrapping up corn harvest in Nebraska. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
The warm feel of a fireplace, the smell of fresh-baked pie, an appetizing dinner with family and friends featuring beef. Nothing satisfies better than beef, and the selections you have this holiday season are endless. Roasts, steaks, barbecue brisket. This holiday season, serve your family beef. Brought to you by these beef supporters.
Beef gives you at least 10% of 10 essential nutrients, giving your body more of the nutrients you need. Sponsored by the Kansas Beef Council and by the Farmers and Ranchers of Kansas.
At Starseed, we're dedicated to providing our customers premium quality products and the sudden service they deserve. We've offered a diverse lineup of high-yielding seed for decades. We pride ourselves on flexibility, promptness, and superior products. Starseed is the one stop for all of your seed needs. Don't forget to ask about our custom blend packages. Call Starseed today at 800-782-7311 or visit our website at gostarseed.com.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. Is there going to be a Santa Claus rally in the grain markets? More about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Ho, 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 we hope, is the result of a meeting coming up between our president and the president of China, talking about the tariffs, the trade battle going on that's been going on. And depending on the outcome of the meeting, we'll find out whether we're getting a stocking full of optimism or a lump of coal. Jim McCormick is with Allendale Incorporated.
This is actually a side meeting between Trump and the Chinese. They haven't, as far as I know, set an official timetable, date, you know, specific hour when they're going to meet, but it should be that November 30th timeframe. So I would look for a little bit of choppy, volatile trade building into it, and then coming out of it, hopefully it gives us a nice Santa Claus rally. I think it's not just going to be the beans going to be affected by it, the hogs. The China's had this huge problem with this African swine flu. Their herd's getting beat up by it, but they're not buying our pork. So if you could get the deal done, I think you kind of get a kind of a lot, rising tides lift all commodities if something would be able to finally be worked out.
As we have seen many times, there is nothing predictable about this president, but there are a lot of people who voted for him and supported the Republican Party who are relying on something good coming out of this meeting. Do you think there's any extra pressure on him?
I think that, you know, I would guess he still has a little bit of pressure. I mean, the fact of the matter is the rural base is his base. Those are who put him into Congress. Those are who voted for the most part, a Republican Congress, as the Republicans extended the Senate, their Senate control. So I think he's going to feel a lot of pressure. I think when you hear this surveys of the farmers, they've hung with him pretty well. They in general, they have faith that he's going to get this worked out. Just talking to my customers, I think they'll be very, very frustrated if something doesn't happen soon, because we're running out of time, plain and simple. The Brazilian harvest is going to be coming online within 30 days, and it's only going to ramp up. You're talking 120 million metric ton crop, a monster crop that we're going to be competing with. And then sooner than later, we've got to start talking about planting the 2019 crop, and cash flows are still very, very tight. So I think the pressure is going to be on them, hopefully. And, you know, maybe that's what we need. You know, we need the farmers to put pressure on the Trump administration to get the deal done on our end of it, just like the, you know, the Chinese are feeling pressure due to their stock market being quite weak after the tariffs have taken hold. So, you know, both these gentlemen, I think, are feeling the pressure, and hopefully that pressure will lead to a positive outcome.
Jim McCormick, who watches and analyzes the ag markets for Allendale Incorporated. Back after this.
Farmers Cooperative is excited to be a part of this year's Nebraska Power Farming Show at the Lancaster Event Center, December 4th through the 6th. Stop by the Farmers Cooperative booth number 101 to see their full line of products and services. Visit with their representatives about energy, lubricants, feed, precision ag, agronomy, grain, and tires. See how the Farmers Cooperative team can make your operation more profitable.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
29 degrees in Marysville this morning. Highs top 40 today. Again, tomorrow we're going to be in that range on the high, seasonal highs. Chance precipitation moving into the weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com reporting on a VIP board post that Kansas State University head football coach Bill Snyder will likely step down from his position by the end of this week. A report from 24/7 Sports also says K-State's targeting North Texas' Seth Littrell as its top option to replace Snyder. KWCH-TV reports last night the University of North Texas athletic director Ren Baker addressed rumors concerning its football coach. In two stints covering 27 seasons at K-State from 1989 to 05 and then 09 to this year, Snyder has an overall record of 215 wins and 117 losses. The Wildcats men's basketball team in action tomorrow. They'll face the Marquette Golden Eagles tip-off in that matchup set for 1:30 tomorrow afternoon. Mid-America Network Sports.
Every challenge is more easily beat with America's number one selling compact tractor brand. This is Leroy, the tractor man from Schmidt & Sons. Kubota subcompact tractors are easy to drive, gentle on turf, and powery enough to handle the wide range of yard and garden chores. Kubota tractors are made to tackle snow, grass, dirt, heavy hauls, and big lifts. Now you can take home our subcompact tractor with zero money down plus 1.99% financing for up to 84 months. Whether you are looking for something small for the garden or a large tractor for the farm, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons have the perfect fit. Tackle all kinds of jobs around your place with the highly versatile Kubota L-Series tractor. Right now, get a Kubota L-Series with a 6-year powertrain warranty plus 0% APR financing for up to 60 months and great customer instant rebates. Big or small, Kubota and Schmidt & Sons has it all. See Schmidt & Sons in Mount Hope or Winfield or find us on the web at schmittinc.com. Demo one today, now through December 31st, 2018 at Schmidt & Sons.
The Kansas City Royals have signed infielder Cheslor Cuthbert, left-hander Brian Flynn, and right-hander Jesse Hahn to one-year contracts for next season, this ahead of baseball's non-tender deadline. Cuthbert will earn $850,000, while Flynn and Hahn will make $800,000 each. Cuthbert and Hahn also earn a $50,000 bonus if they're selected to the All-Star Game. In basketball, KU Jayhawks hosting Stanford Cardinal. That game tipping off at 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. The Wichita State Shockers with an evening game as they'll host the Baylor Bears at 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. And football, the first in the AFC West, Kansas City Chiefs square off against the Oakland Raiders. That game on Sunday. The 9-2 Chiefs on the road for a 3:05 Sunday afternoon kickoff with the Raiders. I'm Rick Everett, and that's Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Have a great weekend.
The Marysville basketball teams got the girl-boys sweep over Axtell Thursday night. The girls won 49-38. Macy Raver led the way for the Lady Bulldogs with 15 points, and Linda Franco added in 11. Axtell was down 29-7 at the half, but kept fighting, outscoring Marysville 33-20 in the second half, but was still unable to get the win. Hannah Schmitz and Kinsey Feldkamp had 9 points each for Axtell. On the boys' side, Marysville hit 15 three-pointers on their way to a 75-33 victory over Axtell. Four Bulldogs were in double figures. Dalton Denner with 16 points, Gavin Pischel 14, Matt Hawley with 13, and Jacob Backus added 10 points. Hunter Cook led Axtell in scoring with 7 points. Next up, Axtell is at Waubunsee on Friday, and Marysville is at Sabetha.
Thursday night basketball tip-offs. In girls' action, Marysville took Axtell 49-38, Donova West over Washington County 56-50. Lynn beat Onega 38-24, and Blue Valley took Wetmore 52-32. In boys' play, Marysville defeats Axtell 75-33, Washington County over Donova West 52-22. Onega boys trimmed Lynn 34-32, and Blue Valley took Wetmore 91-68. Friday night basketball tip-offs, Marysville at Sabetha, and our broadcast feature live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Axtell's at Owl Waubunsee, Centralia at Nemahal Central. Frankfort hosting Pawnee City, Hanover entertains Bishop Seabury. Valley Heights at Riley County, Washington County at Clifton Clyde. Lynn continues play in the Blue Valley Tournament. Diller Odell is at HTRS, and Southern hosts Palmyra.
Most of us like the idea of a mild winter season, but there's a flip side to that coin. A closer look at that today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, November 30th, the 334th day of the year. Actor Ben Stiller shares a birthday with Brit Rucker, Billy Idol, and Mark Twain was born on this day in 1835. Astronomical winter is still 3 weeks away, but meteorological winter officially begins tomorrow. And the Almanac is on record as predicting a generally milder than average season for most of the country. While that's welcome news for most of us, it can also present complications in the lawn and garden. Fungi that cause plant diseases can thrive, freeze-thaw cycles can cause root upheaval, and the insulating effects of a snow blanket are lost. Nature has been adapting to a four-season climate for millennia. She's happiest when it occurs on schedule. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To see our latest weather predictions, visit almanac.com.
KNDY. places, so why in the hell does it feel like a different place?
Meet my friends for a girls' night out. Seems there ain't much to talk about. Same drinks that we're all raising, but all of the toasts just don't feel the same.
We used to be the life of the party. We used to be the ones that they wish they were.
Those memories and nobody can erase. About right.